Thank you for meeting with me, Father. I know it's late, but I fear for the soul of one of the girls in our school. I suspect you know who she is. I know she's been spending a great deal of time in confession with you, no doubt revealing the depths of her sin. She was an unruly child when she first arrived here, and it seems that, well, some of the other girls have had a less than wholesome influence over her. The other girls can provide so many temptations. I know that all too well, Father. I was a student here but a few years ago. I was on the path to sin when the court sent me here, and an influence of a few more fallen girls here almost destroyed my soul forever. But now, today, I'm the newest sister of this school, and in a position to be a positive influence on these girls' lives. No matter how strong these girls may seem, Father, or how worldly, how grown up, they're still children of God. And despite their bodies, they're barely more than children themselves. And it's up to us, the adults, the leaders of the church, to watch over them and protect them from sin, from themselves, from each other, from us. Sorry, Father, you look so shocked, but let me explain. That girl, the one you've been talking to and taking confession from, well, she must have told you of the sinful things she said to me and the things she's tried to get me to do to her. I realized that when I noticed how long she stayed in her last confession with you and how troubled you looked when she left and she looked at peace. That could only come from having bared herself to you and shared her sins with you completely so that you could offer her forgiveness. So I've come to offer my confession as well, Father. Even though I am a nun, this girl's actions and words are tearing away at my faith and my self-control. I've worked so hard to restrain my lustful attitude toward men all these years. The devil has taken advantage of other desires I never knew I needed to guard against. I fear that I must transfer out of this school full of girls, or perhaps leave the sisterhood. If something does not happen, this girl will get to me. I just know it. And then we will both be lost. Or you could save us both, Father. Right now. Cravings that I haven't felt in years are suddenly so strong in me. I think if I can just have one day, one night of release, I can be on the right path again. And what I'm saying, Father, is I should choose the lesser of two evils. If I let this girl seduce me, enter into carnal sin with her, further corrupting both of us, to gain sexual knowledge of another woman, which is, of course, another sin, a double sin. And I would have taken advantage of someone under my care and protection. But, on the other hand, if my indiscretion is with a man, as God intended for his children, and someone I am not responsible for, furthermore, if that man were a priest, who I could then confess to and get this burden off my soul. Oh, please, Father. Oh, I feel the devil's breath on my neck now. I'm so close to damnation because I have these unclean urges in me that must be satisfied. You're the only man at the school, and the only man within a day's travel that I know. And who could keep quiet on this? If it helps your decision any, I'm not a pure woman. I... The school and the sisterhood came too late to protect that, although I have been very careful since then. Almost too careful, it would seem. But if I can be careless with just the right person, then all is not lost. I get to my knees in penance before you, Father. Please hear my confession. I've been thinking about this plan. About you. About your cock. Please. Please, Father, I need to see it. I need to touch it. Maybe this is all it'll take to fix me. Set me back on the path of right. Please let me do it. Please. Oh, Father. Oh, it seems my words have moved more than just your heart. I'm embarrassed to say that I'm reassured I still have the ability to do that after all these years. Kneeling here in front of you like this, it's... Let's see what other abilities I can remember. Oh, I think that did help me, Father. I guess I had been secretly thinking about doing that, or something like it, for far too long without really knowing. The thought to perform a blowjob is no longer so prominent in my mind. But there are other thoughts in my mind now. Ones that have been temporarily blocked out by earlier feelings, and my body has responded to what I've done by becoming aroused, wet. I fear there is only one last sinful action that will burn away this fever I feel. I know we have taken vows against this. We have both sworn against this, but it is for the greater good, Father. I know it. Saving a lustful young nun from her own wicked thoughts, from forcing herself upon one of the schoolgirls in her own charge. Oh, saving me would be a good thing. Far easier for us to just burn away those sexual feelings within me now. Sin, but perhaps save our souls from eternal damnation. I'm not even wearing anything under this habit, Father. My body is a temple, and I've kept it in shape, as well as properly trimming the grounds. But just as with any church, this temple needs a man to lead it, to show it the way to redemption, to keep it from trouble. Keep me from trouble, Father. Make love to me. Forgive me. Let me go back to being just another sister here. I mean no disrespect, of course, Father, but please, the altar is right here, and it's just the right height. I can lean right over it, lift up my robe to prove how well I've kept myself, and to grant you access. I can't compel you to do this, Father, but I'm begging you. I'm begging you, please, to do this. Oh, Father, please. Don't worry, I won't tell. I'm the sinner here, the initiator. You're just here to save my soul, to keep me from going from nun to fallen woman. Please, Father. Please, Father. My body. Oh, I'm so desperate. Please take me from behind, so that I may at least be spared from seeing the wicked emotions. I am feeling. Oh, thank you, Father. It's been so long. Oh, and now it feels so good. The devil has tried to tempt me into being a lesbian with those girls, but you're setting me back onto God's path. Although it's okay if you want to push me back on the right path a little harder, Father. Yeah, like that. Oh, this is our last chance to do the right thing, Father. Oh, to save me. Save that girl. Oh, possibly others. Who knows what I might be capable of. Oh, the last chance for me to get these wicked ways out of my body once and for all before they cause further damage. Oh, yes. No one can hear us in the church. It's just the two of us and God. Please, please fulfill this act with me. Don't waste your sperm either. God will surely protect us from our folly because our cause is true. Now, Father. Oh, yes, spill your seed into me as God intended. God will decide what happens. God has a plan for all of this. All of this. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Forgive me, for I have sinned. I seduced my priest and had sex with him. But I still think it was the right thing to do. Thank you, Father. I will, of course, perform those right now. I'll double them, even if I need to stay up all night. And then this sin shall be forgiven by myself and by God. The only person left with sin will be that girl in our charge, and you, of course, but you'll have no trouble dealing with your sin, Father. And you'll find a way to redeem that girl. Oh, good night, Father. I have so many absolutions to do. I'll shower after them so that I can still feel and smell the sin on me while I atone for it, of course. God be with you, Father. I felt his presence in you and in me. It's what we did tonight that will give both you and me the strength to keep doing what must be done. Amen.